Welcome to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast. We're so happy you're here today to learn about how to create fresh perspectives on profitability, people, productivity, and finding peace in your small business. Today, we're going to dive into creating more peacefulness for you and your business with a very different, fresh perspective, something that you're probably not expecting. And I'd like to say, before we dive into that, hello, business rock stars. My name is Maggie Mongan, and I am your host today. I'm a tenured master business coach and growth strategist for about 20 years now, the CEO of Brilliant Breakthroughs, Inc., the coaching practice that specializes in guiding small businesses to optimize business performance and leadership. If you're new to our podcast, you'll learn that I'm all about improving the underserved small business sector. And I honestly believe small businesses are the accelerant of our economy, so much so that inadvertently, I founded a number one best-selling business book series for small businesses. Now, don't worry, we'll share a little bit more about that later. But most importantly, I want you to learn that right here and right now that, like all good things, I didn't do it alone. I invited tenured experts to join me in the authoring process. And today we have with us one of those wonderful tenured experts, a number one best-selling business author two times, and a number one international best-selling business author, whoop, whoop, Carrie Hoffman. Carrie is in the house. We're so excited. The crowd goes wild.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Maggie. You're too kind.
Okay. And everybody, it's really important for you to know who Carrie is because she works with exceptional executives to understand and apply new digital ways of working so they can thrive. Okay. You ready? Thrive. I didn't say survive. I said thrive in this 21st century business. It's a new way and you can do it in accelerated pacing. Carrie helps you do that. Right, Carrie?
That's right.
So welcome back. You got your own little mini series going here, right?
I do. It's getting quite long too, isn't it?
It is. And today we are in your third episode for the book volume 5 in our series, right?
Correct.
Now, why that's important for everybody to know is Carrie has also authored in volume 3. But today we're focusing on volume 5's topic, and oddly enough, her two chapters coincide on similar topics. Could we say they're cousins to each other?
Yeah, we could say they're cousins, definitely.
Okay. All right. So, number one best-selling business author, volume 5, in the series, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner, and the subtitle is Fresh Perspectives on... You ready for this? Profitability, people, productivity, and finding peace in your business. Now, why I say that is all 5 of our books in the series have the same title. What delineates them or makes them distinct is their color for you. Okay, so think about this. If the front cover of the book is turquoise, that's what today's topic is all about. So if you go to Amazon or anywhere else and you see our series, today we're focusing on volume 5, turquoise color, and Carrie talking about her chapter number 10 in that one. And it's titled, The Power of the Human Mind Behind the Digital Mindset. I love that.
It's so important.
I love that, Carrie. You are just rocking it. Okay. It is. So in volume 3, you helped us through the digital transformation and understanding that. And now here in volume 5, you're bringing aboard this whole concept of, you know, it's our mindset that really matters. And we need to merge those two together, right?
Exactly. It's totally very important with all the change and transformation that's going on right now.
So welcome, welcome. And should we dive right into our questions for you?
Yeah, let's dive right in.
Okay. I will start with, why is it important to understand and use the power of our human minds?
Well, you know, like I said, we're living in this amazing time of transformation. There's a ton of transformation going on. I like to call it the next age, with traditional business from the industrial age needing to transform to keep up with this new speed of business that we're experiencing. And the pandemic has only amplified this need. So I think we see this and we live it on a daily basis. The trigger for the next age was an exponential growth in technology that started around the year 2000. Companies well along their way of adopting these new technologies, you know, in 2019, they were able to easily adapt to the worldwide shelter in place that started in March of 2020. Everyone else quickly realized that they needed to adopt new technology to thrive over what has become a very chaotic two-year period. And, you know, in my opinion, we'll never go back to the way it was. But technology is not enough.
Okay. And that's a fact. Technology, we've all been forced or embraced. And hopefully those who have been forced are starting to embrace all of the differences of how we need to show up utilizing tech, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So here we are. We're saying we've made a quantum leap in our usage with tech. Why is technology not enough?
Yeah, I think, you know, all this change and transformation has had a huge impact, right? Just shoving people and companies out of their comfort zones. Mm. This has also had a huge impact on the human psyche. Many people are stressed out and overwhelmed, but others are thriving and creating or transforming their businesses to just be wildly successful.
Yay!
I can say we're both part of that latter part.
Right? Thank you. I'll take that. It's a lot of work though.
It is a lot of work because it's a lot of change, right? We can't do it the way we used to.
Right.
What many people don't realize is our powerful minds are working for us 24 hours a day. Now, our minds either work for us or they work against us with that same high degree of power. The power doesn't change, it's there. When you understand and intentionally use the power of your mind, you can take your business transformation and your personal strength to an entirely new level. So the fact is, you have unlimited resources at your disposal if you use the power of the human mind.
Oh, well, I think this is really great because one of the things I know is as I'm setting up my next transformation in my business, I need time. And I said to somebody, I need blocks of time to slow down so I can do the deeper listening of what really wants to emerge instead of just what I intellectually think it is, right? Because I have this wisdom, but if I'm just always in my just move forward, I'm not going to be able to hear that wisdom coming through. So I love that you're mentioning this.
Oh, and I love how you put that because you can't see the wisdom coming through and you can't see the signs that are popping up all around you. And you can't see the, you know, maybe even synchronicity that's happening with someone if you don't sit back and take that time, if you're not nurturing and paying attention to your mind.
Right. You know, self-reflection is hindsight. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is more of contemplation, which is being proactive.
Right.
Right. And that gets a little deeper into a different topic. So let's bring this back to where you had us.
Which you and I could easily go off on those other tangents.
Yeah, we could. But I think it's important for people to realize that there's two ways you can approach this.
Right.
You know, so this is really a fascinating topic because I know the power of the human mind has been studied and taught for millenniums. And you've shared this in our other episodes. By the way, episode 207 and 218, Carrie really drove this home. But here you cover this whole aspect in your chapter about how we've known this, studied and taught it. Can you give our listeners some examples of that?
Yeah, this is important for people to realize, especially folks that maybe this is new to them and they think it's all just a bunch of woo-woo, right?
Right.
Not a bunch of woo-woo.
No, not so at
there,
all.
So there are references to the power of our minds in a multitude of religions. In modern history, it's been taught by people like Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, mm-hmm. and his more recently published Outwitting the Devil, which was actually published after his death. And right. There's the whole story behind that, but we won't go there. Earl Nightingale's talk, The Strangest Secret. And then Brian Tracy and several of his books.
Yes.
So, you know, you and I have had conversations about this. And I think since the day we met, we had a very interesting conversation the day we met. In fact, you were the one that told me about the book, The Prosperity Bible.
Oh, I was the one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's an excellent book. It's on my shelf right behind me. And what's so great about that, I'll share with you, there is one of the authors that I just went ahead 2 weeks ago and bought a compilation book of all of their books, but they were originally in the Prosperity Bible, but not their complete works. So yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so the Prosperity Bible is a significant collection of authors. And they add all their wisdom as to what makes people successful. It's not necessarily what people think this whole success thing is it?
Yes.
I know the answer, but
right. No, it's not what people think. And I totally agree that what makes people successful is not always what you think. So if you sit back and you think about two people who are both working, they're giving it their best. One may succeed and one may fail, right?
Okay.
There are all these factors at play. Was the more successful person working harder? Did they have more discipline? Did they have a higher degree in their education? Maybe an amazing family background with all kinds of connections. Mm. We can all think of people who have had all these things and still failed, can't we?
Oh, yes.
Right. So those really aren't the factor. That's not the thing, right? Or you can think of people who have these things and completely succeeded. Actually, some very famous people, right?
Right.
Oprah Winfrey always comes to mind for me when I think about that.
She's a great example.
Yeah. So success can be very elusive. Actually, 95% of people don't achieve their goals. According to some extensive research by Brian Tracy, less than 3% of people have written goals. That one always shocks me because I've had written goals for a long time.
Right, right.
And then less than 1% review and rewrite their goals on a daily basis. That's a Brian Tracy thing. And I've done that, and it's amazing what it does if you write and you actually handwrite. Can't type them. You got to handwrite them. There's something about handwriting them every single day.
It trains the brain.
Ah, we're back to the mind.
Exactly. Right. You know, and thank you, because my gosh, very early in my professional career, I was turned on to Brian Tracy. Love his books. Even my husband, you know, I would read him parts when we would be traveling. He'd be driving. He knows all about Eat That Frog. but he also knows like some of Brian's stories about how Brian says, you know, he's made millions, he's lost millions. He's reinvented himself over and over and over again. And I love that he's so authentic about that, mm-hmm. and vulnerable, that he's like, hey, here's the truth. And I think we all need to speak that more, because there's people that think, oh, success, it's just simple, it's easy, no, there's no failures, or if I fail at something, and I don't even like using that word, but that's what most people use, I call it unsuccess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe in experimentation. But one of the things that I picked up, and now you're telling me exactly where I picked it up from, because I couldn't recall, was every day, I review my goals for the year.
Right.
I have an annual magical letter that I create. That's what I call it, my magical letter for the year. And I say what's going to happen through the year. And then it does. And sometimes I'm amazed at how accurate it is.
Yeah, it almost feels like magic, right?
That's why I call it the magical letter.
There you go.
And I was talking with somebody 2 days ago, and they didn't have anything written out for the year. They were just still figuring out. I was like, let me introduce you to this concept. And I took them through the magical letter. But that's it. Reading it every day, reinforcing it, fortifying it, making it come to life because of what you're going to tell us next, I imagine, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know, so when you think of like, what is this X factor of success? What is it? The answer is that very few people have really understood the power of their mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. And rewriting your goals or reading your goals every single day takes those goals from your conscious mind and implants them in your subconscious mind. And, you know, that's a topic for another day, but that's what it's doing. And I think the interesting thing is apparently humanity needs to learn this, right? Over and over again. So people may have also heard of the even more recent book than ones I've already mentioned and the movie called The Secret, right? By Rhonda Byrne, which popularized mind power into the law of attraction framework.
Okay, now we're going to have some fun because when you say The Secret, now that brings us into this century, right?
Correct.
Because all those other great theosophers?
Philosophers?
I can't remember. The Science of the Mind people.
Theories. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're all from last century or even earlier than that, mm-hmm. right? So now here we are in this century and we're saying, oh, there's something called The Secret, right? And it brings together how the mind works and the law of attraction. Can you share with our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, not everyone, I'm sure, has read the book or seen the movie. So the essence of the law of attraction and many of the concepts covered in the books that, you know, we were talking about previously is that you will attract into your life whatever you focus on, what you are thinking about, what you are speaking about, and what you are visualizing most of the time is what you're going to attract back.
Okay.
So if I take that one step further, our thoughts create feelings. Those feelings create vibrations. And depending on the vibrations we send to the universe, we will attract back similar circumstances and people.
Okay. I'm with you. Keep going.
So we've all heard like attracts like, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea is if we complain, we're going to get back more reasons to complain. One of my favorites, if we continually think I don't have enough customers, our mind will use its power to create that reality of you not having enough customers.
Oh.
Yeah. And to top it off, this is a universal law.
Okay. Ah, now you're really speaking to my heart. Universal law. Now I know what that is. I've even written an ebook on it, on universal laws that most people aren't familiar with. But what when we're talking right now, because we started out talking about the power of the mind,
right?
Then we moved over just now to the law of attraction. And now you're dropping in universal laws, right?
Okay. Yep, I am.
What do you mean when you say universal law?
Right. So there's a multitude of laws out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most laws are created by people who are in government, leaders in companies, school administrators, right?
Yeah.
These laws can be very different from country to country, company to company, school to school. For example, some countries drive on the left side of the road while others drive on the right side of the road.
Good examples.
Universal laws are different. A universal law is something that applies to everyone, irrespective of class, your gender, your heritage, where you live. Universal laws also apply to every place on earth and every time.
Everyone, everywhere, all the time.
Exactly.
Got
and
it.
I usually say everywhere, but I've been watching too many sci-fi movies where people go out into space. So I said Earth this time.
Well, okay. So yeah, I get that. But if people think, hey, if I live on this rock, this applies to me. Do you have an example of that?
Yeah. A great example of a universal law is the law of gravity.
Okay. What that's literally right? For this rock.
What goes up must come down. And I say, at least if you're standing on Earth, because, you know, if you're out in space, maybe that's different.
Yeah, that's totally different. But
most of us aren't out there. So just like the law of gravity, the law of attraction is a universal law that's been applied to your life since you were born. Again, the law of attraction says you will attract into your life whatever you focus on. So you can think about this in another way. Our life has been a reflection of what we think about, what we speak about, and what we visualize most of the time.
I agree with that. And I was just having a conversation with somebody about how I've noticed a lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs are caught in this place where they talk about abundance, but their habits do not align with that thought. And they're functioning from scarcity, and they're territorial, all sorts of things like that, instead of being much more open to abundance. So talk and walk need to align, because what you're saying, if I understand this correctly, is the universal laws are always working.
Always.
So if somebody says, oh, they're not working in my favor, well, they are working. It just might not be the way you like, because you aren't in alignment yet. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And what you're, while you're saying something, what are you thinking? Right? You know, that chatter in our brain, right? So I may be saying one thing, and in my mind, I'm saying, oh my God, you're such a fraud. You don't believe that. You know, there's all this internal chatter, right?
Right.
And so it's not about just verbally saying something. It's about saying something and believing what you're saying.
Yeah. It's the beliefs.
It's the beliefs. Yeah.
Yeah. Those deeper beliefs, the power of the mind, like you're telling us. Okay. So, gee, we just went full circle. That's cool.
That is cool, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. So, I know we have a couple more episodes to go through in your mini series. But for now, because our time is getting short, is there anything else that you would like to add as we wrap this particular topic up?
Yeah, definitely. As simple as the law of attraction sounds, it's not easy to consistently leverage the power of the human mind in the way you want, unless you fully understand the parts of the mind and how it works. And we're going to go into that topic. What are the parts of the mind? How does it work? There's all pieces to this that are important to understand, so you can deliberately put it into practice, really. Because at the end of the day, getting the most out of the power of our minds takes regular attention and intentional practice. So we'll cover in future podcasts, we're going to cover this in detail, because by applying that regular attention and intentional practice, you can ignite and amplify the power of your mind and apply it to transforming your business and transforming your life.
Oh, okay. Now, I would be foolish if I didn't share. This is so important, the intention. And that actually was pretty much the theme for Volume 5's topics, is to live more intentionally, to function more intentionally, to have your business be more intentional. And Carrie applies it to this concept, whereas in my chapter, it point blank is titled Success Starts with Intentional Self-Leadership. So when you get the book, make sure that you read those two together, because it'll be like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Right?
Totally. Well, and the cool thing about this theme of intention that goes throughout the book is that we didn't plan that.
That's correct.
Right? We didn't plan that. But, you know, well, Maggie handpicks her authors and that, you know, and we work together. We work independently to create our chapters, but we work together on every step of the process along the way. So we developed really nice relationships, but also deeper connections. And I really believe that the thing about this intention going throughout the chapters, before anyone read each other's chapters, is not a coincidence. It's part of the synchronicity thing that happens.
And when, it happens every volume.
Yeah.
There's always a different theme that emerges without any planning.
Yeah, exactly. And I know we're going to get into this in future sessions, but it's the power of the human mind, not the power of your mind. It's the power of the human mind, because when you get into this intentional practice and regular, you know, just regular attention and intentional practice, you're going to be, your conscious mind is going to connect better to your subconscious mind, which, by the way, is just the servant that works whatever the conscious mind is telling it. And that's connected to a greater intelligence. And when you start to get connected to that on a regular basis, you're getting connected to other people. And I truly believe that's why intention ended up to be a theme, because we were connected beyond just our conscious mind, you know, knowing that we were building relationships and friendships.
Yes. That's all I can say. Yes. Because we would end up like in a 4-hour conversation if I said more. So
that's true. We would.
All right. So I guess we need to do our wrap up, Carrie. Listeners, we really appreciate you taking the time to listen to us today and learn more about how to engage with number one international best-selling business author, Carrie Hoffman. Start by reading chapter 10 in volume 5 of the book, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. And keep in mind, that's the turquoise cover book. And if you are interested in gifting your business and you a gift. Come on. Everybody wants something.
Gifts are great.
Yes, they are. Go ahead and accept the invitation that's at the bottom of Carrie's author's page, which is at the end of her chapter. Carrie, could you tell us what that invitation is?
Yeah, I have an invitation that is a series of videos that goes deep into the power of the human mind. It actually goes into all the topics that we're going to cover in the series that's on chapter 10. So if you go to my website, you will find a page where you can go ahead and get that. So series of videos on mind power.
Oh, that sounds like it's in perfect alignment. Okay. So that's really cool. And right now you can see everything about the book and how to get a hold of it. All of the books for that matter, and Carrie, by going to our free app. Now we have our book series and our authors, we got this free app going on out there, and it's really, really cool. So if you click, if you type in Brilliant Biz Book, and that's Brilliant B-I-Z Book, it's free. Once you download that and install it onto your device, we have a feature that's called Ask an Expert. If you click on that, you'll find Carrie Hoffman's name. If you click there on her name, you can send her an email and ask her any question that you have or make a comment, and she'll respond back to you. I just love that feature that we have, that everybody has access to true experts.
Yeah, it makes everyone very accessible, which is kind of unique, right, in nowadays.
And it's F-R-E-E, my second right. favorite F word. First one is F-U-N.
Everyone was just waiting to hear what you were going to say.
I know they were. That's why I did it that way. So here's the other thing. Last, please keep in mind that if you go to the show notes, you will see all of Carrie's episodes, including the ones from volume 3. And have fun with that, because they're just really a treat, because Carrie has a gift of distilling some really big concepts into practical approaches for all of us. Thank you today for your wisdom sharing and your time, Carrie.
Thanks for having me, Maggie.
Yeah. And listeners, we appreciate you listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast, where you learn about how to create more brilliant breakthroughs. Do I dare say brilliant breakthroughs for your small business? Shine brightly until next week.